Sure. Every time I use the power, I tell myself I'll never, ever do it again. Makes you feel like triple shit.
I still smell the fumes from the acid or whatever the chemical was.
Ryan was leading the way through the maze.
I got a feeling that it has to be linked with Christy and Doc. Some way.
No movement of those scaly patrols this morning. I reckon that could be Doc and Christy as well.
Neither of them actually put into words the fear that their friends could very possibly be dead. Though still weakened, Christy was recovering fast. As they made their way along dappled corridors, trying to track the route toward the old bus terminal, she had to stop every few minutes, squatting, hands on knees. But each time she was able to go that much farther between rests. It was during the fourth or fifth such break that she suddenly looked up, head to one side, as though she were listening to the tiny sound of a far-off bell. Doc recognized the pose.
What can you hear, my young friend?
There was a point close ahead of them, where the passage forked into a T-junction.
Something both ways. Not scalies, much too quiet. To the right, there's... I can feel pain in that direction. The other way, left. It could be Ryan and the others.
And it was. The emotion of their reunion was intense, but quickly over. Ryan, still holding Christy's hand, summed it up.
Tell us about it later. We'll have later to celebrate. But for now, we can get the Ace and the Lion out of here, back north, cross the river and down into the gateway, and gone.
I'll drink to that. I fear New York is no longer what it once was. Best I leave it to my memories.
You're right, Doc.
Mildred gave Christy another hug.
Ooh, so great to see you again. We thought we wouldn't.
Me too. Tell you all about it on the way back to the redoubt.
No scalies around, lover?
Not one. Though there was something a little ways back.
What?
Let me just listen a moment. Quiet, everyone. Real quiet.
There was an infinite stillness in the concrete tomb. Ryan strained his hearing, but all he could catch was the blood pounding through the narrow thoroughfares of his skull.
Yes, there's definitely something.
Danger?
No, pain. Someone suffering and ill. Where we came from. Very sick. Close to passing over to the other side.
Near?
Underground, you can't be too certain, but yeah, she's not far from here.
She? You sure it's a woman out there?
Of course. Come on.
They found her just where Christy had predicted, up the other corridor off the T-junction. She sat with her back against the stone wall, knees drawn toward her chest. Her face was dust white, the pattern of scars standing out even more clearly, a random design of raised wheels. The metal locket around her neck glistened faintly in the dim light. The five friends stood in a loose half-circle around her.
Is she gone?
No, she's breathing, but only just.
Let me...
Mildred knelt and peered at the woman. She took her wrist between finger and thumb, looking into the distance as she counted to herself.
Very low.
The cold?
Maybe.
Forgive an elderly man's interruption, but it appears from where I'm standing that the poor woman is sitting in the middle of a pool of drying blood.
Mildred gently unfolded the woman's arms from across her chest and stomach.
Oh, shit.
What?
Christy took a half step to the side so that she could see over Mildred's shoulders.
Oh.
Mildred straightened, and they were all able to see what had happened. The dying woman had been stabbed, presumably by one of the scaly guards, perhaps as she tried to escape. Somehow, she'd managed to get away from the acid-flooded warehouse. The bloody sores on her knees told their own story of how she'd gotten as far as she had. The knife had been thrust in with ferocity, a little to the left, then drawn across and twisted. In among the sodden clothes, crusted with congealing, clotted blood, they could all see the thin loops and twists of intestines tumbled into her lap.
At least the rats didn't find her during the night.
I don't think she'd have known much about it even if they had. Whatever bad times she's had in her life are nearly finished.
Should I end it for her?
At the sound of Ryan's voice, the woman's eyes opened. For several long heartbeats, she gazed blindly into space, not focusing on anything. Then she moved her head, and her eyes locked on Ryan's face. Her lips moved, but no sound came out. Her tongue tried desperately to moisten her cracked lips. Christy had a small container of water, and she knelt quickly and splashed a little into the palm of her hand, offering it to the woman. Her eyes never left Ryan.
You...
What is it you want?
Rona.
What?
That was the name she said before. She gave us food when the Scalies had us. She didn't make sense about wanting to find you, Ryan, my dear fellow, but wouldn't say why.
Look, her hand.
It was spidering up her chest with a life of its own to her throat. It stopped and gripped the square metal pendant.
Take
this?
Ryan touched it with his fingers. A nod of the head, slow and painful, answered him. He carefully pulled it up, wincing as he realized it was stuck to her with dried blood. He peeled it loose and over the tangled gray hair.
Open!
Ryan turned it in his hand. The workmanship reminded him vaguely of silver he'd seen down in the southwest, Indian crafts. For a moment, he couldn't see how to get inside it.
Open!
I'm trying, but it's stiff. I don't want to break it when... here.
Rona said to find you. Find you. Quest. Look after.
Slowly, Ryan opened the locket and found that it contained two things. A tiny ringlet of blonde hair and a picture. A faded, pale brown portrait.
Who is it?
You're... son, Ryan Carter, it's your son.
My son?
Rona.
Sharona. Sharona Carson from Talesville.
Yes. Dead. Boy. Lives.
Everybody was looking down at the dying woman, each locked in his or her own thoughts. Ryan stared again at the tiny picture. At a solemn-faced boy with short, dark, curling hair, dark eyes, stubborn jaw, and pronounced cheekbones. Christy reached and took the locket from Ryan, glanced down at it, and nodded.
Certainly looks a lot like you, lover.
How old is he? How old is the boy?
His mind was frantically calculating backward. When had the traitor been in Taos? When had he slept with that feral bitch Sharona Carson? Rutted with her? Until they were both spent with the venom of their coupling. Whatever else it might have been, it certainly hadn't come within a country mile of being lovemaking.
He's 10 years old, Ryan Carter.
That sounded about right. Ryan glanced at JB and saw that the armorer had been occupied with the same arithmetic. There was the slightest nod of JB's head. Ryan couldn't think of what to do or say, his mind completely blanked by this astounding revelation. Part of him wanted to question it, to shake the woman until her remaining teeth rattled in her skull, to make her admit it was a pointless lie, a macabre joke, simply a mistake. But he knew it wasn't, not with those solemn eyes staring back at him from the little square of paper. He knew.
His name is Dean.
Dean. Dean.
10 years old. He couldn't properly remember himself at 10, and if the boy had been out on the road in Deathlands for those 10 years, then what might he be?
She's going.
Woman spends a chunk of her life trying to find you, Ryan. Finds you, and she hasn't got any life left anymore.
At least she handed the quest on.
Yeah.
I have no wish to intrude into this solemn and sad moment, but I have a question. One which I feel might be somewhat relevant here.
Can't it wait just a few moments, Doc? It's very near now for her.
That's the point. It will shortly be too late forever.
Then spit it out, Doc.
Where is the boy?
Fireblast.
Mildred half raised her left hand, as though to protect the dying woman.
I think it's too late, Ryan. I'm sorry, but...
Get out of the fucking way. Move, Mildred.
Okay. Jeez.
Ryan took the woman's hand in both of his, squeezing, his face inches from hers.
Where is he? Where is Dean? Tell me.
Her eyes fluttered and her lips moved, but there wasn't a sound.
Tell me!
Ryan!
Where is the boy now? Tell me quick. Where is Dean?
Not here.
Where? Where is he?
Ninth Avenue.
Tell me more.
28th Old Park, one block.
Keep going.
So.